Research has revealed that ethnic minority groups are still at a big disadvantage in the jobs market. Figures from Manchester University have revealed that Bangladeshi men are four times more likely to be unemployed than white people. James Nasru is a professor of sociology at the University of Manchester.
There aren't obvious reasons in terms of things like education and so on that might be driving this. So, and it is surprising because you would think that new generations were much more likely to have been born in the UK, much more likely to be educated in the UK. Almost all of them would have been educated in the UK. Are still continuing to face the same disadvantage. And it's kind of the ways in which this has changed is that the kind of increases in things like part-time employment, which kind of indicate marginalisation in the labour market, have particularly affected ethnic minority people. But it's a topic that's not really discussed when we talk about part-time employment, of course, but the rates of part-time employment, for example, have risen particularly significantly for ethnic minority people.
So why do you believe that this problem still exists? Because I suppose first generation ethnic minority groups might not have the language skills that maybe the second generation British born ethnic minority groups do have now.
Yeah, absolutely. I was almost certainly not a language difficulty issue. Populations are almost all speak English fluently. There's only a very small proportion of people who don't speak English fluently. So it's not language, it's not education system. As I said before, these populations have been through almost all through the UK education system. And it kind of makes us begin to think about the ways in which discrimination persists, the ways in which other kinds of inequality, where people live, how that might affect their employment opportunities and so on. But what we do see is clear marginalisation in the employment sector, and part-time employment rates in the dramatic rises in part-time employment rates indicate that, I think.
Professor James Nasru from the University of Manchester.